Blog Talk Radio.
They want a situation like they have saved your life, or that they are going to save your life when you are not with them. They don't want you to be able to make it on your own out there in the world without them. So as long as you're not with them, as long as y'all are broken up, as long as y'all separate from each other, divorce each other, or are not with each other, they need you to be out there broke, hungry, starving, cold, dependent, needy, without love, without affection, without anything. They don't want you to be able to make it out there in the world by yourself. They don't want you to have a job or a career good enough for you to be able to take care of yourself, take care of your kids, be responsible. They don't want that for you when you are not with them. But when you are with them, they want you to live in their house under their roof, and they don't want to have to pay all of the bills that you ring up. They want you to be able, they want you to not only be able to pay and hold your weight, but they want you to do more than just pay your share. They want you totally independent when you are with them. They don't want to pay the cost to be the boss. They don't want to have to provide for you and everybody else when you're under their roof. But soon as you're gone, they want to be Johnny on the spot, sugar daddy, sugar mama, the number one, the one that you can't live without, do without, be without, see yourself without. Does this sound familiar to anybody? And, you know, it doesn't have to be familiar to you as far as your situation is concerned, but it might sound familiar to you from what you have bore witness to with somebody else. It could have been, you know, friends of yours, relatives of yours growing up or as an adult or getting older. It could have been your kids. It could have been your baby dad. It could have been your ex-husband. It could have been your ex-wife. It could be your baby moms. You know, some people have a hard time expressing that they want to be wanted or need to be needed. So they'll go about it in other ways. And some people aren't man enough or woman enough. They don't have enough balls to tell you that they need, that they have control issues and that they need to be in control and they need to be the Geppetto and the puppet master. They want to micromanage you. They want to be able to put you everywhere that you go and be responsible for every accomplishment that you make. That's what they want to be able to do. They just might not be built like that. I'm going to just keep it a buck. You make $50,000, but you got a family of five. Now, you can try to make it as much as you want, but one thing is for sure, you're not going to be rich and you're not going to be comfortable. That's a heavy load for you to only be making that much money. Now, by yourself, $50,000 ain't a bad salary. You can work some things out. You can go eat dinner on a regular basis. You can afford high-end headphones and drive a little car, pay some rent. You know what I'm saying? You can make it all the way on your own for $50,000 in today's economy. Now, $50,000 20 years ago, 30 years ago, you was doing something. Yes, you were. You were doing something. But this is today. And some there are damn near some teenagers and some people, some 20-year-olds that didn't go to college that are making that much. And they're struggling to really make ends meet by making that much because they might have rent that's $1,200. And $1,200 on $50,000 a year, $1,200 a month on $50,000 a year ain't sweet because you got to count up with $1,200 times 12 means. Yeah, it's not a little bit of money. It's not a little bit of money. So, you know, it can have a hell of an effect on your bottom line. On your bottom line, baby. You understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, and in case you... Okay. Anyway, so that's what we're going to talk about tonight. That's what we're going to talk about tonight on the Daily Go Get a Business Show. They want you to be independent as long as you're with them. So as long as you are under their roof, as long as you are under their care, as long as you are under their wing, they want you to have a good job. They want you to be able to cook, clean, take care of yourself, pay bills, structure yourself, manage your money. They want you to be the babysitter, the daycare, the school, and the university, as long as you are with them. But they know. You know, what does the old saying say? What is the old saying? It says, I can do bad by myself. Well, yeah, they know that you can do bad by yourself, but they also know that if you have the skills to pay the bills, you can do good by yourself too. And although they might not tell you, they don't really want you to do good by yourself. They ain't looking for that kind of smoke. They want you to be needy when you're by yourself. They want you to be crying all the time and feeling helpless all the time as long as you're by yourself. When you're with them, they want you to buck up. They want you to suck it up. They want you to be strong. You know what I mean? They know what paying the cost to be the boss is. You pay the cost to be the boss. That means that you You opening up that pocketbook, that wallet. Yeah. Yeah. It means that you are providing on a major level, a high level. And ain't no way around it. Ain't no way around it. See, it's 2023, y'all. Now, that might not mean that much to anybody. They say it's a new year, but really, it's just a new day. It might not even be a new way for a lot of us. But for a lot of people have made resolutions. A lot of people have put down, have made a list. A lot of people have planned some things out. A lot of people have some dreams, some aspirations, some things that have to happen this year. And this year is when it has to happen. All of the other years, you've been playing, you've been saying, you've been talking, you've been doing everything except walking that walk. You ain't walking the walk. You ain't walking the talk. You ain't doing none of that. And the time has come for you to pay the piper. What you going to do, baby? Hmm? With the guan. So that's what we're talking about tonight on the Daily Go Get 'Emism show. I hope all of y'all had a really great new year so far. You know, even though it's early in the game, I hope that things are starting to go well. I hope that your optimism is raising to a high level. I hope that the situations that you have been in are starting to improve. And I mean the bad situations and the good situations. I want all of your situations to be really, really on the upswing. And I mean that for any and everybody who supports this show. I want the best for you this year. I wanted the best for you last year. And I want you to keep going on. Now, see, even though I mean that, easy for me to say that because I'm not providing for any of you that are listening to this show, that are watching this show. So, yeah. While you're on your own, I don't have no control issues on you, for you, concerning you. So, yeah, I can want you to have the best. I want to see y'all all driving Benzes, BMWs, Lexuses, Infinities, Acuras, whatever the kind of car, foreign or domestic, that you would like to buy, drive in, own, comfortably free and clear title. I want that for you. I want you to have your own houses, own the property that the house, own the land, I should say, that the house is sitting on. I want that for all of y'all. I want y'all to be doing well. It's easy for a stranger to say that for you. There's no emotional investment. You know? There's no emotional investment. I don't know where y'all go. I don't know how y'all live. I'm not there when y'all experience triumph and failure. Unless y'all announce it publicly, I don't know what's going on in y'all lives. But think about the people that you have had in your lives. And think about certain experiences that you have had with some people in your life that make you be able to relate to this show. They want you to be independent as long as you're with them. When you're not with them, they want you to be dependent. They want you to be needy. They want you to be broke. They want you to be starving. They want you to be in need of being controlled. And they want to be the one to control you. Soon as they get you on your feet, so to speak, soon as you get on your feet, then they want you to be able to take care of yourself. And possibly then, which one of y'all has an aunt? And yeah, I'm going to put this on aunts because it's aunts that I know have done it. And you know what? Every aunt is a sister, right? Now, I would say every aunt is a mother, but no, they're not. Not every auntie is a mommy, but many aunties play the role of mommy, don't they? So let's talk about the auntie, the auntie that's always taking somebody in as a boarder, as a tenant. They always have a place for somebody to stay. And I mean, they are always playing the helpful person. So if you're broke, if you're halfway retarded, slow, dependent, what I'm really trying to say is, if you are getting a check every month, you can stay at their house. They are running a house you would think that is either like a mental health clinic or a group home or a halfway house. If you don't have nowhere to go, if you don't have no way to take care of yourself, but you get a check every month, they got open doors for you. We got a room down the basement, a room in the back. You can have a middle room. Somebody just moved out of that. Ain't no kids here. Ain't nobody here. It's just me. And this is going to be live. You'll see. So move your stuff in. Give me that check. And all you have to do is carry yourself with a little respect. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. So as long as you got a check, SSI, Social Security, child support, spousal support, whatever. You got a check, regular basis, and you got food stamps, yep, you can come live here. Yeah, I'm going to help you out, you know, after they divorced, after they got put out, after the eviction, all of that. I helped them they needed a little bit of help. They ain't had nobody to help them. They needed somewhere to stay, so I let them stay at my house. They have everybody else thinking that they just, you know, helping out, looking out for the cookout. But when you look deeper into the situation, you see that they collecting checks from everybody in the damn house. And also while they in the damn house, they are telling everybody what to do with their money, with the check, with the portion of the check that they receive and anything else. So what I'm saying is, as long as you are under their roof, they want you to be free, independent, take care of yourself, be self-sufficient and self-reliant, because they collecting money. They ain't giving out no money. They ain't providing no money. Now, don't get me wrong, because somebody, auntie out there, it has looked out for the cookout, has helped the downtrodden, the sick, the hurt. But the auntie that I'm talking about wants that SSI and that SSD check from you. You got a disability check, you can't work no more, they want that check. You can have a room in the back. Yeah, complete with your own lock on the door, padlock, that she has the key to, just in case you don't come through with that money and they need to unlock that door, find out if you've been stashing the money in there or if they need to move your stuff out. Oh, yeah, it goes down like that. I'm talking about that auntie. Now, it ain't always an auntie. I'm letting a lot of people off the hook, because sometimes it's not your auntie. Sometimes it's your spouse. Sometimes it's your man. Sometimes it's your baby mom, baby dad. But when the auntie do it, she can fly under the radar of looking like she's just put on this earth to help everybody out, to provide for the hurt, the sick, the disabled, the unable, the needy. You know, she's looking out for those who are trying, but they just don't have the tools to be able to make it on their own. God bless you, auntie. God bless you. Is it your auntie? No? Hey, on a positive note, if you're doing a good job for somebody, it's only right that you should be compensated, right? You got bills in the house. It's only right that if somebody's going to live with you that, you know, they should pay their own way, right? I don't think anything is wrong with that. The only thing is that wasn't the agreement up front. Up front, you was acting like you was just opening your doors. You got everybody on the outside thinking that you just out here helping people, saving souls. But in the reality of the situation, you out here collecting checks. Check, checkity, check, check. Collecting checks and food stamp cards. Checks and food stamp cards. You know, somebody got an auntie out there, mother or somebody like that. Somebody out there knows somebody who got about 4, 5, or 6 food stamp cards. And ain't none of them under their name. You ever wonder how some people don't work? They don't even work. They don't work in their own life. Yet they got like 6, 7 people staying in their house. And you wondering how they making it? Well, if you didn't know, I'm letting you know how it works. They collecting checks from everybody that's under that's in that house, under that roof. And the house still need to be fixed up. Shit is, yeah. Okay. Hold on, y'all. I'm not going to be not seeing in 2023. Appreciate you, Carol. Chamberlain, Fremi Favorita, Stacy White coming through tonight, 2003. My brother from another mother, Nars Hill. What's going on, y'all? Let me see, Carol Chamberlain says, mine was very quiet and peaceful, hoping for better things this year. I hear that. Carol says, can you help me get a Range Rover, please? I sure can. I can take you right to the dealer. All you need is the money to pay for it. I can get you a Range. I can have you sitting in a 4.6. You think I can? Yes, I can. I will march you right up to FC Kerbeck. Yes, I will. Right across the bridge. I will. I will take you right across the Tacony-Palmyra Bridge. Take you right to FC Kerbeck. And while we over there, we can go to the flea market too. But you don't want to take your new Range over the flea market. You know, flea market ain't got no pavement. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got to wear your good mud shoes when you go to the flea market over there, the Palmyra, the Tacony flea market. But we can get that Range Rover while we're over there. If you want a Bentley, we can get that, a Rolls Royce. You know what I'm saying? You know they only got high-end vehicles over there. So, yeah, I got you. Oh, Carol says, thanks, O, but I need a little financial support too. No problem. They have financing. You don't have to have all the money up front. I know you got good credit. No money down. Just a bunch of money every month. No money down. No money down. No money down. 0% financing. And you can have your Range. Oh, boy. 2023. I'm going to stop vacuuming closing. Ugh. Sheesh. I thought I was going to have to turn it upside down and pat it like ketchup. Good, though. Carol says, I'm the aunt who looks out for mine. Free of charge. Just get yourself together. See, you ain't who I'm talking about. If you ain't collecting the checks, you know who I'm talking about, Carol. You know who and what I'm talking about. I know you do. Because you probably been thinking, like, here I am letting everybody stay with me for free. I'm just trying to make sure that everybody is all right. Meanwhile, Doretha over here, Doretha, shoot, don't nobody stay under her house, under her roof for free. She charged everybody. She charged the mother and the kids. Everybody, even the dog got to pay his way. He don't bite nobody this week. He got to go. The cat don't catch no mice this week. He got to go. She got to go. Bye, Fifi. See you later, Fluffy. You out of here, Tiger. No, it says, I can't see being in that grimy scenario. I hear you. Carol says, Tacony is closed. Oh, rat. But the FC Kerbeck is open. Kerbeck! Kerbeck! Well, they, after the pandemic, they, I tell you, man, that pandemic messed up everything. Messed up everything. By the way, if y'all would like to call into the show, I invite you to call in. The number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Press number one, and that will let me know that you would like to speak. And then I will call you out by the last four digits of your telephone number. You can rock out, rock on, and do the damn thing. Daily Go Get a Business Show, Power Monday, 2nd of January, 2023. Is it going to be hard for some of y'all to remember to write 2023 instead of 2022, or just the 23 instead of the 22? You know, it takes an adjustment period. It could take a few minutes. Well, we're in 23. You know, we are well into this century now. We are. We deep. Remember at the end of 1999 and the ball, you know, we was worried about the clocks and the computers being all messed up for the new millennium. And, you know, we, none of it happened. That's the bottom line. None of it happened. None. All of those fears that we had coming in to the 2000s, none of that stuff happened. And here we are 23 years in. So anybody who was pregnant or had kids in 1999 or year 2000, those kids are all the way grown now. I'm talking college grad status. You know what I mean? College grad status. All right. Oh, dang. Carol says, yeah, they've been closed a few years before the pandemic. Oh, okay. 1 month before my national holiday. Yeah, 1 month before your national holiday. That's right. January. And then that national holiday around the first. Around the first, February. Yeah. Around the first. I know how it be. But yeah. So they want you to be independent as long as you are with them. When you're not with them, they need you to need them. I'm going crazy knowing they will be your lover tonight. And when he comes, you know what I'm talking about. You know, control issues, man. Negative control issues. You know, we all have experience with somebody who wants to be in control. They want to be in control. They want to be the one that call the shots. But they don't want to be the one that has to be responsible for if the shot doesn't go in. They want to be responsible and have all the praise and the glory for when the shot goes in the basket. But when it doesn't go in the basket, then they don't want to have nothing to do with it. Wasn't my fault. Wasn't my plan. You know, who's going to take responsibility for the Eagles losing yesterday? The whole team, because they played like shit, and you could kind of feel that energy even before the game really, really got underway. Something just seemed off, and now, which seemed like an unbelievable dream season, now it has to come all the way down to the last goddamn game, and really, I don't like the way it looks. I don't like the way it looks at all. We messed around and missed that first round bye and don't get the number one seed. And that means that the Cowboys will get it if they went out. And that makes me extremely sick to my... These are some of the things we got to deal with. Carol says the big 6'9". Thank you. Wow. 6'9". That's a tall order. We got you, though. But, yeah. They want you to be independent as long as you are with them. They don't want to pay the cost to be the boss. They don't want to have to pay your way. They want you to pay your way, take care of yourself, clothe yourself, raise yourself, do for self, educate yourself, ask your own questions and provide your own answers. as long as you are under their roof. But as soon as you say, well, shoot, I don't need to be paying you rent every month. I don't need to be staying here. I don't need to be limiting myself since I'm already making enough money and I'm paying for everything. I might as well go ahead and pay something, pay for everything in my own place. And it's like, no, 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 no. Stay with me. Stay with me. Don't never go. I need you to need me. I want you to want me. Cal says, don't speak that into existence. They playing them, they playing that into existence. The Cowboys normally implode in December. And they're not doing it. But we are. Well, December is over. They lost one game. We lost one game. This is bad. Bad, 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 bad. Bad, 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 bad. We should have had this whole thing locked up already. But no. Honestly, I don't think they'll win another game if Jalen Hurts don't play. I hate to say it, but I don't think they will. He is that important and instrumental to the way that offense works. It don't work when he's not there. Them passes ain't being thrown right. It just... All of the plays are designed for him if you look at them. They miss those running plays. They miss those option plays. It's. I was there watching that shit yesterday, and I said, oh, boy. It was sloppy. It was sloppy. It looked like it did last year when they were just building and didn't really have a plan, and they weren't using Jalen Hurts for what he's worth. That's what it looked like yesterday. Now you got to make excuses for those losses. Anyway, I don't want to revisit that. I said I wasn't going to deal with none of that for the rest of the week. I had to come home, delete all of that shit off of my DVR. All of it. Like, I didn't want to see none of that. Talk about somebody that was upset. I was upset. I was mad. You understand what I'm saying? I was mad. Yeah. Okay, says I felt that way too, but I want him healthy and not get injured worse. And me too. But huh? It looked to me that even him at about 80% would be better than Gardner Minshew. For this team, this team is built around Jalen Hurts. It don't work when he's not there. It don't work. Now, maybe they was all hungover from New Year's Eve. You know, they look like a drinking, partying team. They really do. So, yeah. They want you to be independent as long as you're with them. Independent long as you're with them. Independent long as you're with them. Independent long as you're with them. Other than that, they don't want you to be free. They want you to be with me. They want you to be with them. They need you, and they want you, but not when you don't come through. Yeah. It's like when somebody is pretending like that. That they don't really like somebody or that they don't really love somebody. But soon as you say, well, all right, since you don't love me, you don't like me, you don't want me, you don't need me, you don't want me around, then I guess it's over between us. Now they want to be calling and texting you and begging you and pleading and telling you and asking you, like, please, can we work it out? Please, baby, 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 please. Please. They want you to be independent as long as you're with them. Carol says, control freak comes to mind. Exactly. And nothing is more interesting than when you see a control freak try not to be a control freak. First of all, control freaks normally deny that they are that way. Very rarely do they
Excuse me.
Very rarely do they just come clean and admit that they have control issues, where it comes from, and how bad it can get. You see it, everybody else sees it, but they don't seem to recognize it, or they won't acknowledge it. Yeah. Another thing that's worse than a person that tries to control their control issues is the person who is kind of taking their control issues to another level. Like, they want to do one thing. You probably have seen this before. Since you brought up the fact that they have control issues, they might do one thing to show that they can let everybody do their own thing. One thing, though. It's like for example, the strict parent that won't let their child go off the porch. And then somebody gets on them about, you know, the kids, you know, being too sheltered and too cooped up and you know, when they kind of intimate that the parent isn't doing a good job. So they say, okay, y'all can go off the porch today. It's only going to be one day. And you only get to go on the block and be off the porch for maybe an hour or two. And then it's like, look, I did it. I'm going to work on it. Rome wasn't built in a day. I see that we have a caller on the line. Caller with, I don't want to say a block number, but caller with the unknown number. Welcome to...
Yes, sir. Thank you. I was just passing through and looking at your title here. Now, presumably, based on what you just said, this can apply to anyone, like a parent, child, or a romantic relationship, correct?
Right.
Okay. Well, yeah, there's a problem on both ends, by the way, because, you know, in America, presumably, I think that's from whence we're both speaking, there's what's known as rugged independence. And it seems to me that a person should, you mentioned a person going out on their own once they get the financial acumen, then, of course, that's what they should be set to do. And if they're staying with someone who is abusive, and you know control is a form of abuse, they remind us of that all the time, then they are participating in the cycle of abuse. Would not you conclude that?
Excuse me. Not necessarily.
Okay.
So,
if they have the ability to be independent, why are they still with someone that's controlling? Why would one do that?
Maybe it started out one way and continued in a different direction.
Yeah. Okay. I can get that.
Have you ever met somebody?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Have you ever met somebody and they portrayed themselves to be one way, and then as you got to know them, you started to find out that their true patterns were another way?
Well, yeah, and I talk about that. That's, of course, called vetting someone. But the point is that I'm going to use an example that I can understand, and hopefully it conforms to what you are talking about. If I'm with a parent, for example, at my parents' house, and a lot of people have moved back with their parents, and then once you hustle and get the financial wherewithal, and I recommend specifically to men, but to women too, but specifically to men, to work anywhere from 60 to 80 hours a week, and that's to pay off all their debts, to be completely financially independent, and then to compound their money so that they can have independence. Because if you're living with someone, that's going to be a problem in American culture anyway. That just goes with the territory. So one should know that it's going to be a problem if you're living under someone else's roof. That's going to be a problem in and of itself.
So what if the person whose roof you're living under begged you and pleaded with you and convinced you to live under their roof.
Ah, very good, very good. Doesn't make a darn bit of difference, because we know, if we're of the age of majority, and presumably that's what we're talking about, we know the psychology of people. And people, if a person has the ability to have authority over you, oftentimes it's not going to be exercised eye to eye the way both people will agree on it. Like, for example, I just throw one back to you. I encourage men specifically to always have their place, to never move in with a woman, and don't allow a woman to move in with you until she has been vetted very, very well. So it doesn't matter what a person says. Ultimately, we know from experience what a person will do, right?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
You can do all the vetting that you want. The problem is that my vetting is not your vetting, because my desires aren't your desires. So many times we judge other people's situations based on what we would want for ourselves and what we think is good. See, you know, take a food like liver. People who like liver, they don't just like liver, they love liver. And they think that everybody who doesn't like liver doesn't know how to cook liver or has something wrong with them that keeps them from being able to appreciate liver. Meanwhile, the people who don't like liver have tried liver in every possible way that liver could possibly be served. They just don't like it. So there's a misunderstanding and miscommunication between the two people. But what it really all comes down to is that one person likes this and the other person doesn't like that, regardless of the reason. So when you get with somebody when you choose somebody that you want to either live with you, love with you, or be with you in any kind of way, you're doing that based on your conditioning of what you have been shown is good for you. So that's why it's so hard to judge other people's situations. So the woman of your choice, as beautiful as she may be to you, as voluptuous and as attractive as she may be to you, as desirable as she may be to you, she will not exactly be that for me. We have a situation where everybody is looking for something that's tailor-made for them, sort of like a pair of French cut slacks. So we have to take that into consideration when we start making blanket statements about what everybody should want or how everybody should vet. For example, I may like women who are, I don't know, 5'6" tall and maybe 200 pounds. And you may say, oh, no, that's too big. You know, I need a woman who's, I don't know, 5'2" and 125 pounds. Differences. They may both be attractive to a set of people, but you need somebody for you. You know, maybe I can put up with maybe I can put up with a woman who hasn't gone to college but knows more about family life and more practical things and how to hustle, you know, make her money in ways that don't necessarily involve a formal education. Meanwhile, you may require someone who has gone to college, pursued higher learning, maybe even advanced degrees. Maybe that is something that floats your boat. Maybe that's something that you require. Both of them are attractive women, but they're attractive in different ways, and they are going to hold their men and their places in different ways.
Right. Look here, let me just disabuse the discussion of one thing that you said. No successful man wants a woman for a long-term purpose that's 5'6" and 200 pounds. That's a woman who weighs more than a man at her height. Look here, what I would say is that we know that independence is at a premium. It's very important.
I got to stop you. I got to stop you. Because honestly, that's the most asinine statement that I've ever heard in my life.
What's asinine?
Who are you to say what any successful man wants? They're successful
men. Yeah, but who are you? Do any survey among successful men. You said 5'6", 200 pounds, right? Is that what you said? I want to be clear.
Yep.
Okay. Zero successful men want that. Zero.
Oh, yeah?
Now, may we go on?
No, because you're wrong. You're dead wrong.
Really? Okay. Give me an example.
There's a community of BBW. That's like saying no successful man wants a woman that shakes her ass for a living and takes off her clothes. Yet you see nothing but successful men in a strip club.
Okay, that's a separate issue. That's not a comparable analogy.
No, it's not.
A woman, may I just say, a woman that's 5'6 and 200 pounds is manifest unhealthy. That's unhealthy. Hypertension, diabetes, joint problems, arthritis, you mention it. But I mean, look, evidence doesn't convince some people. I know that.
Wait. Under the system of health that you're talking about, every professional athlete is overweight. Each and every last one of them. Each and every one of them.
Well, you're kind of moving the goalposts. But look,
I'm not. Let me explain.
Let me address that. Most athletes are not primed weight-wise and muscle-wise for health. They're primed for the sport activity in which they are engaged, which may not be healthy. Correct?
So the athletes who have to be at a certain peak of health for a living are not the real healthy ones? Am I getting that correct?
No. What I'm saying is, so we are clear on this, so we're quite lucid. What I said was athletes, take for example football. A lot of football players, except for their profession, are unhealthy. Their activity is unhealthy. And that's why many, once they retire from football, they don't continue to maintain that sort of body.
Okay.
Right?
Do basketball players maintain their body after they finish playing basketball professionally?
Well, okay, that's different because a basketball player, for all intents and purposes, normally they're not overweight. They're not manifestly overweight because they don't need that weight to push other people around necessarily. So I would say basketball is a little bit different. Just based on the dynamics of the game itself. I was speaking mainly like of football players. But at any rate, let's go back to the original argument.
The argument that we're going to go back to is the title of the show. And maybe you can stick to that.
We can stick to that. I mean, you deviated.
Well, no, I didn't deviate. I never deviated one time. You totally deviated. So,
I didn't mention a woman 5'6" and 200 pounds, by the way, as desirable.
Yeah, and I gave a comparison. I said what one man might like versus what another man might like, because you were the
right. And I said no successful man would like those figures.
Because you were talking about the vetting process. And I was trying to explain to you that the vetting process is not the same for everyone. I don't see how that's a hard concept to understand. I think it's kind of easy.
But look here, again, independence is very important. And having the financial wherewithal to be independent, regardless of how someone else tries to convince you for their best interest, is not a good fit. So I would say anyone who has the ability to get their own place should do it.
Okay, so I would.
Do we agree on that?
No.
Really? Why? What's the objection?
Well, in some cultures within the United States, they don't promote, they promote more family unity, more time spent, more years spent with the family before starting a family of their own. For example, you know, I don't know how old you are, but do you remember the TV show The Waltons? Are you familiar with the singing family?
I do cross-cultural studies, and I understand what you mean, but those people don't have the attitude that you're speaking of that causes the problem that you're speaking of. I understand perfectly. But those people are pretty much conditioned to behave in that multi-individual setting.
Well, there are cultures within the United States that promote that. Now, because that's not what you see on the internet or on TV, it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist.
No, sir. I'm agreeing with you. But I'm saying they don't have the problems, the control problems that you're referring to as being the problem. Those people are able to get along harmoniously because they're conditioned to do such.
How do you know that?
Well, because they do it. They have a history of it.
How do you know? I'm asking
because I've read the study. But look here, if I agree with you on the one hand, and then you bring up a problem with the very situation, I don't know where to go.
It seems like
you just want to argue.
No, I'm not looking for agreement. I'm looking for you to open up your mind. You know, I see you thinking in a linear fashion, and I don't think that that's helpful.
Let me explain my position, and then you can tell me if you disagree. May I?
Okay. Hurry up, though.
Okay. In some situations, multiple people can live in the same domicile, and there's no problem. Parents, siblings, et cetera, et cetera. That's their culture. That's their tradition. By and large, that's not the tradition in America. Rugged individualism. Now, the fact that you have exceptions still doesn't obliterate the rule. The rule in America is get your own as quickly as possible. And I concur with that. Capitalism, that sort of thing. Now, some cultures who get along well and they live in the same domicile, that's wonderful. I don't have a problem with that. That can have benefits in some ways. You know, some kids live at home as long as they're not pilfering and purloining off the parents. I'm okay with that as long as they're pulling their own weight. And usually people who live in those multifamily houses, you know, like I say, they have a history of doing that and they get along peacefully. So I'm okay with that. Go ahead.
No, I'm okay with it too. But I just don't I'm not so sure that goes against the American ideal, you know, because there are a lot of different cultures, or you could consider them to be, I'm not going to say that they're countercultures. They're different cultures in the United States. For example, when you go out in the heartland, when you go out in the, when you go down south and all of that kind of stuff, you don't see all the children, you know, leaving the family house at 18 years old, 19 years old. Many of them stay at home until they're 20, 25, you know, sometimes 30 or all the way up until the time they get married. There isn't a push for everybody to, become 18, graduate high school, go to college or get a job, go to the military, whatever, what have you, and be independent in that way. That doesn't apply to everyone. And for the families who do keep their children at home longer, the children are able to build more stable incomes and start learning the business side of what it takes to take care of a family before they just, you know, get kicked out of the nest and have to struggle and stumble to the point where they might end up back home in the first place to have to try it all over again with more knowledge the second time. So we're not
right.
All
question. I agree with you, but I have a question.
Okay.
All right. Do they fit within the context of your title here?
No, and that's what I wanted to get back to. Now, what I'm talking about in my title is when a person wants someone to be with them under their roof or under their control or with them in some type of way, whether it be family or romantic, but they don't want to be responsible for the people that they want to be in their space. They want those people to be responsible while they're with them in their space. They want them to take care of themselves. They want them to provide for themselves. They want them to feed themselves, to clothe themselves, take care of, to pay bills and all of that kind of stuff while they're with them. When they are somewhere else out there in the world fending for themselves, they want them to come back. Do you remember the show Sanford and Son?
Yeah, it's on YouTube. I've seen some reruns of it, sure.
Okay. Well, on the show Sanford and Son, Lamont is almost 40 years old and he's still living with his dad. Now, Lamont could go and get his own place, but every time he talks about going to get his own place, his father, you know, fakes a heart attack or, you know, wants him, you know, he wants his son to be there with him. You know, I don't know.
Right, but if I recall correctly, they were running a business together, correct? A scrapyard business of some sort?
But they didn't have to live together in order to run their junkyard business. They didn't have to live together.
Well, yeah, I understand that. But I'm saying that was part and parcel of that lifestyle. But I have no problem with that, as long as people can get along. But see, what I think, you're juxtaposing several things. And I understand, I think, what you're saying now. Look, I think that all things being equal, that when a person has the opportunity, they should acquire their own. That's the safest and most peaceful way to exist. Because when one is dependent upon someone else, there's always the problem of unnecessary contention or tension. And to eradicate that, it's just best to want one to have their own. Wouldn't you concur?
I think that there's different. I think that whatever is good for the individual is good for the individual. Just like whatever is good for me is good for me.
Right, but it's good to be able to, you're familiar with declarative sentences. It's great to state that, both to oneself and possibly to the other ones that are meaningful to people. It's very important. You know, if one reads the book Think and Grow Rich, he talks about redacting things, writing things down. You know, writing mirrors the mind. And thus, when people can state clearly what they want and not be ambiguous, life tends to go much better. Would you concur?
I thought redacting is when you block stuff out that you don't want the public to read. Am I wrong about that?
It's also when you write it down. It's
okay.
Both, depending on the context.
All right. Well, I agree to a certain extent. I think that we got
to
wait.
And look, I agree with you. I don't just agree to agree. I like clarity. Lucidity is very, very important, to be lucid. All right? That's phenomenal. But also agreement, that's what makes things work ultimately. It's what makes most things that are worth working work. When people – there's an old proverb that goes thus – can two walk together except they be agreed?
Mm.
And the answer is no. Agreement on important issues, by the way. I don't give a damn what flavor of ice cream you like. I would never, ever question that. I don't care. But any two people in a close-knit relationship, They have to be in alignment, just like tires on a car. It's very important for the tires to be going in the same direction. In other words, they're out of alignment, and that wears them out and costs money and you know, even causes problems with directional control. So, yeah, clarity, and then, if necessary, agreement. That should be the order.
You know, I really appreciate what you're talking about. The thing is, you're speaking from a person that is more settled, more structured, and probably the psychology of the average person. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I just encounter too much craziness of the mind from people who are successful and wayward out there. That I see that, man, you just never know what floats someone's boat. You know what I mean? And happiness, contentment, and satisfaction and comfortability come in so many different forms. You know, so it seems like everybody should want something one way, but it just doesn't work that way in practice. You know what I mean?
Well, let me ask you this, and there's a reason for that even when necessary. Being structured and settled is the direction that a rational person should proceed, right?
Yeah.
Structured and settled. Structured and settled.
Yeah.
Right?
But it's,
those are your terms. You use those terms. I'm just reiterating those. And those are very important. Don't we want people to be structured? We don't want people to be out there all over the place. Like, for example, in science, which I study quite a bit, when everyone is choosing a field, they have to choose a specific area that they believe in. And that's the area that they do their research. I'm just using that for example. That's all.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's cool.
Yeah. And so, look, I understand what you're saying, but you're kind of, you know, the way you present it is kind of like the canine chasing its tail, and I'm offering a way to resolve it. Because if people are having conflict, okay, try it. I'm okay with that. Try it. But if it doesn't work, have the wherewithal to do it personally. And then invite that person over and see if that works. I mean, I don't care. Mix it and match it.
Listen, you know, the more I study psychology, the more I realize that there are no answers. They're just
really,
yeah. I understand you're looking for solutions, but psychology kind of tells you that.
I study psychology too, and that's not the conclusion that I get at all.
Okay.
There are solutions, and if you would just notice what you do, I'm going to use the word redact again, right? If you would redact what you do, you would see that there's some sort of system that you operate according to. Maybe you've just never viewed it consistently enough to see it. But there are answers. If there were no answers, we would be in chaos. And some people are, by the way. I'm not.
Yeah, well, you know, listen.
Yes, sir.
The way that things look sometimes, like a person can be dressed up and smelling good or whatever. You don't know if they actually washed that day. They could have used a lot of deodorants. You know what I mean? So we don't know. We don't always know what's going on under the hood, but we'll deal with what we're dealing with right there in front of our faces.
Right. But always knowing what's going on under the hood doesn't mean one never knows what's going on under the hood, or that one cannot know what's going on under the hood.
Do you always know what's going on with yourself personally?
Most of the time, absolutely. Because
I said always. Okay. Do you always know what's going on with yourself?
I just said no, not always, because getting to know
exactly
oneself.
No. You know, I was looking for a yes or no.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I
said no. I answered your question.
All right.
I said not always.
So if you
but
don't
the vast always majority of the time, of course, because if one is disciplined, that's the operative word, they do know. That's the whole point of being disciplined, right?
No. But if you don't know what's going
on. I think you just like to disagree. Go ahead, though.
I'm an idea person. You know what I mean? I'm not a solution person. I'm an idea person. So what I'm asking you is, if you don't know, if you don't always know what's going on with you, how do you think that it's possible to know what's going on with somebody else?
Wait a minute. Back up a moment. Good ideas bring solutions. Those are the paths to good ideas are the paths to solutions.
I agree.
Yeah.
But
see, what happens with you is, and I'm listening to you as you're discussing
listen.
To be in a state of ambiguity.
Let me tell you something. You called this show before, and I asked you to call the next day because we ran over time, and we're over time again. You didn't call back the next day. I'm going to ask you to do it again because we got to get out of here. We're way over time, and we got to get out of here.
All right. Well, look, you have a great evening. Nice little chat. Have a great evening. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you, too. You have a great one. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
All right. Good stuff. Good stuff there. Good stuff. All right. All right. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We got to do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious January 2nd, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box, Elena Chapman, turning 41 years old today, and also Janisha So Erotic Taylor, turning 32 years old today, and Sitting Pretty Rental, turning 34 years old today, and Josie Brom, happy birthday to you, and Audrey Slowly, turning 53 years old today, and Angela Parker Johnson, turning 55 years old today, and Kanisha Going, turning 41 years old today, and Rena Martin, turning 26 years old today. I do not think that she's only 26. Some people be lying. And also, Nanika Baker, turning 41 years old today. And Robert Norbit, happy birthday to you. And Kim Lee Fulcher, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, on this 2nd of January, Chrissy Tuck, I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious January 2nd, anywhere out there in the world. I hope that today finds you a good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All of y'all rock out, rock on, and do the damn thing. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. There are people out there who want you to be independent, but only when you are living under their roof. As long as they can do the Geppetto puppet strings and make sure that they can navigate you and get you to do whatever you want. And as long as they don't have to pay for you, and as long as they don't have to be responsible for you, they want you to be the most responsible, the most helpful, the most independent, the most self-sufficient person that you can be. But as soon as you go out there in the world, then they want to be like, no, I need you to need me, and I need you to hurry up and need me right now. I don't want it to be easy for you out there in the world. You are my girl, and you are my man. I need you, and I need you to take a stand, and you can't do what you want. As long as you live under my roof, I got proof, and I need you to come on back. I said, come on, Nikki, come back. Yeah, yeah. And you know how it be. It's dysfunctional living. You know how it be. And you know how it see. And you know what your eyes got your eyes on right here. All right. Anyway, peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. We will be back tomorrow and for the rest of 2023 every day, just about every day. You know, sometimes we have a day off, but it's not very often. 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I want to say peace to all y'all. I want y'all to have a great, prosperous, healthy 2023. And I mean healthy mind, body, soul, and spirit. Yeah, do you know what I'm saying? Actual fact, baby. So Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah. And for my YouTuber, hold on. Blog Talk going to act like it want to get us out of here because this thing be, forget it. And for my YouTubers, you know just how we do, but thanks for coming.